It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it too. I lift my voice to sing a song of praise on this good day.
Now 7 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, another hour of conversation in part about the American health circumstance, insurance, Medicaid, Medicare, your health and well-being, whether Obama, the so-called Obamacare. We had one thing we haven't had a discussion on as to how close it is to Romney Care. Being a Bay Stater, I will tell you, as much as people don't want to hear it, and I've not been a big fan of Romney's, although I'm not a big fan of Obama's either, so it makes it, at least if we have both sides, I'm an equal opportunity a disliker, shall we say. But interestingly enough, the health care thing in Massachusetts has worked pretty well, much to the detractors of both it and in comparing it to Obamacare. This, I don't think we really get to the heart of the issue. Joining us now is George's Benjamin, who's a doctor, executive director of the American Public Health Association, has been involved, obviously, in these discussions. You were secretary of the Maryland Department of Health before, so, and you're obviously a practicing physician at one point in time in your life. What sort of, what was your specialty?
Well, I trained in internal medicine, but I'm an ER doc.
An ER guy.
I'm an ER
guy.
So
you've seen then a lot of, what you hear a lot in the discussion of this is people who go to the emergency room, they get care, they skip out, they don't pay for it, so the bills at the hospital have to go up to cover it, and then, you know, if this thing applies to the overall circumstances, are the taxpayers paying for it, or just people who have insurance policies, but you have seen firsthand how this thing is abused. I don't think there's any, if there's an abusive arena in the hospital, it's got to be the ER.
Well, the ER can be one place, but let me tell you, the cost shift to all of us is even in the premiums that we all pay, because the actuaries have to assume that the insurers are going to have to pay more.
Right.
So even if you don't show up to the emergency department, which is, you know, obviously the argument for the individual mandate, we're all paying for it right now.
Mm-hmm. So then what is this? We are sort of off the mark a little bit, as discussions like this are bound to get to the, you know, not to the heart of the issue this week. The issue this week is whether the individual can be mandated to pay for health insurance if he or she decides they don't want to. And that's been, you know, part of the discussion. There are a lot of people who are covered. You can find a positive and a negative to most anything. I happen to think that prevention, although addressed here, is not addressed enough. I think there's too much attention paid to the current system, which is fraudulent in many different ways. The obscenities of paying $4 for an aspirin and $6 for a box of Kleenex and all those other things, they're not really addressed here. And I don't know how you legislatively do address it, but they aren't. So the expenses are inflated to begin with. So whoever's paying them, whether it's us through the tax roll or us as insurance premium payers, we still are paying for something that is fraudulent in many instances. I mean, so that's why people think the government gets involved and it legitimizes paying these obscene prices, because nobody asks the right question.
Yeah, it's about transparency. Listen, you know, you remember the scandal several years ago with the $100 hammer?
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's the same thing in the Defense Department.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Waste, fraud, corruption, abuse, all endemic in everything, no matter whether it's local, state, federal. Any bureaucracy is going to be inefficient. So this creates a bigger
business. Even private sector business,
right.
Where it's not transparent.
But that's not. But I don't have to pay for it if I don't want to. In that circumstance, where I'm not, if I don't want to buy the product, I don't pay for it. In this circumstance, I got to pay for it if we have this stuff engineered back around to the place where the public is really the buyer, the user, the owner.
But you're really paying for it now. What this law does is it tells us to more rationally pay for it. It requires everybody to
the more rational thing would be not to have the waste of, even if we that's what really is so.
Oh, absolutely.
I hear what you're saying,
absolutely.
And I can't disagree with you in that regard, But what goes deeper is the affinity we have to sort of roll over and play dead to this kind of foolishness. And it's more than abusive. I've used this word today because I feel it applies. It is obscene, the kind of money that we waste for things when people don't have the money to pay for, especially a $4 gasoline or whatever other way you want to look at what we're having to pay. We have no choice on.
No question about the fact that, you know, because I was watching you with your iPad. I have one too, and
yeah.
I live by it.
Yeah.
And the fact that our health system, for example, is one of the last big industries to get to into electronic data exchange
right.
in
yeah.
a meaningful way. This law will accelerate that process, which I might add, this was started under the Bush administration.
How does this, please don't think that I have any stronger feelings about the Bush administration than I do the Obama administration, because I don't. Let's get to a practical point. You're a guy who sees health care issues every single day. What do we really need to do? What does the average American need to do to take responsibility for him or herself? Where does that start? Where do we teach that? Where is it inculcated into our fiber? As a kid, what were you taught about your own well-being?
Well, eat better and exercise more and be concerned about my own community health. In my own house, not smoke.
Yeah.
To do things to make sure my house is safe.
I bet your mother really beat that sort of stuff into you, didn't she?
We talked about this kind of stuff a lot. My mom was a teacher. She was a phys ed instructor and taught swimming and, listen, I'm an overweight guy. So I've struggled with my weight most of my adult life. I've recently lost a fair amount of weight. I've lost 30 pounds.
Good for you.
Eating better, exercising more.
You want to lose another 30 probably. Or,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And but I understand fundamentally, and I own up to my own failings, that all of us have these challenges.
So if something happened to you, this is the devil's advocate playing at its best or worst. If something happens to you, is it my responsibility to take care of you?
Well, let me tell you, I think that it's all of our responsibility to take care of ourselves, our families, and our neighbors. There are many ways to do that. In my community, we watch out for each other all the time. My wife had our neighbor who was undergoing cancer therapy. She made sure that person got to the doctor. She provided them guidance. She provided them counseling. So to the extent that you're helping your neighbors, we do this all the time, whether it's a progressive community or conservative community. With your political leanings, we take care of each other all the time. We just don't like for someone to tell us to do it.
Right. I mean, that's the American way. Well, we want to do it, and we're all here to help. And perhaps in the area, in the neighborhood, now when I say area, I mean neighborhood you grew up in, there was still a close family. That may be part of the problem. That's so expansive a discussion, hard to have here. But where other people looked out for the well-being of their family and their neighbors. We don't have any of that today for the most part. It's just everybody's on
his own. Well, I don't know. I don't think we're all on our own, and I don't think communities are on their own. I mean, I travel all around the country, whether I go to big urban settings and I go to small rural communities, and I see a spirit of people wanting to help each other. But we know there are some things, okay, that are best done as a collective.
Right.
So, for example, none of us want to get up every morning and have to boil our own water. So we invest in water systems. We invest in sewer
systems. We put fluoride in them that maybe isn't such a great idea.
I actually have a support fluoride.
I think it helps you probably would, but I don't. That's all right. We can have fun talking about it.
But I think this is the kind of important debate we ought to have about the facts, about our beliefs.
A lot of times, I was wrong at the beginning of the discussion, not necessarily here today, but I was very critical of the fact that there wasn't enough prevention. Or I used to say, as we were going through it, I didn't think there was any. There is, and there's quite a bit, not enough. But
that's
there's still more than what I initially thought was in there.
There's a lot in there.
And I think that's part of what we need to do is have conversation, read more. So many people are so polarized by the news media coverage of this stuff, and they jump to conclusions that are incorrect. Again, kind of on both sides. And that seems to be that's not only the problem here with this issue, it pretty much is a universal problem.
Well, that's why this debate nationally is so important, because it engages folks like you and me to now have an honest discussion with our citizens, our neighbors, and our friends and pick up the newspaper, go to the web, read the facts, and then judge for yourself.
All right, Richie, you were starting to say?
You know what?
Did I introduce you? Richie, this is Dr. Benjamin.
Hi, Richie.
Benjamin, this is
Hi,
Richie.
Hi, Doctor. How are you? Hey, one of the things that I had a realization about a few years ago is I switched my company health plan to an HSA, a health savings account, which is where you have kind of catastrophic coverage and then preventative care, you know, for your annual checkups and whatnot. But anything else outside of those checkups comes out of the savings account that you create, and I put a couple hundred dollars a month into it, and anything I go that is not a net covered thing, it comes out of that couple hundred dollars a month that I put in. And one of the things that I realized in doing this is that I pay a whole lot more attention to what I'm spending on my health care. So much so that we switched our dentist because we thought that what they were charging was extreme. And went to another dentist, and we think that some of the things that aren't covered under our plan are a better rate, and we get good service still. And it really made me think about the marketplace and how it can kind of bring some of these $100 aspirins and these costs that people don't pay attention to because all they know is they pay their monthly health insurance premium, and everything else out of that is out of their hands. How could we kind of use this system to help bring some of the stuff that's out of control into control?
Well, you know, unlike many of my colleagues, I'm not totally opposed to health savings accounts. I think they're for many people.
I got $3,000 in the bank in 1 year because
but the amount allowable has been cut from $7,500 to $2,500, I think.
Well, I think for many people that can afford to do so, it's a great idea.
What I pay per month is cheaper than what the people who have the full coverage.
But it ought to be allowed and encouraged if people choose to do it. That ability to choose has been limited by this new bill.
True.
From $7,500 to $2,500.
So actually,
that's not good.
But actually for us, Doug, it's cheaper to do the HSA than it is to do the PPO.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead, Dr.
No, I think that you know, as we begin to fine-tune this law, again, I'm one of the folks that believe it'll be upheld, and then we'll have some time to fine-tune it. And these are the kinds of things we need to fine-tune.
One of the great things is I love these guys. Who was it that said, there was a senator last year, came to a discussion of some very controversial issue, and he said, let's just, oh, I know it was...
Ms. Pelosi. Well, we had to pass
Pelosi
the bill
said
before
that.
We can see what's in the bill.
Yeah, but there was, I think, what's his face from Iowa, Harkin, said the same thing about, basically, well, let's get it passed, and then we'll figure it out.
Right.
What in the world are you thinking when you but at least it made it public so people really know what goes on in the sausage?
Well, you know, listen, you know, if democracy was easy,
everybody would do it.
There you go. And this is a complex piece of legislation.
Oh,
the health system's complex.
Sure is.
And even if we thought we passed the most perfect piece of legislation, signed it into law, I can assure you the health system is so complex that we'd have to fix it.
Way too.
We'd have to fine tune.
Yeah,
no
right.
question about that.
Good to have you here, sir.
Thank you
Thank
very
you.
Much.
Nice
I'm
to
honored.
Chat with you. Yes.
Bye-bye.
Now, my honor. How about that? We arm wrestle for it.
All right.
Dr. George Benjamin, who is with the American Public Health Association at 20 after the hour.
How would you like to save $1,000 on groceries at your local supermarket? Great news. Now you can. As part of a national grocery stimulus program, we are currently conducting a special consumer spending survey in your local area. We're providing $1,000 in grocery savings to participants so we can study their buying patterns at local grocery stores. You can buy anything you want at your grocery store with your $1,000 in savings. Our certificates track what you buy and the research is complete. It's that easy. Participation is completely confidential, and there are no restrictions on what groceries you can buy at your local supermarket. So call now to receive your $1,000 in grocery savings. Call now to participate in the National Stimulus Program Grocery Survey. Call now, 800-294-4119 for your $1,000 in grocery certificates. Call 800-294-4119. That's 800-294-4119. Limit one per household. Call 800-294-4119.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Seconds, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. How's that, Rishi?
A little too fast. It's
pretty
like
clever, huh?
10, 9, 8,
really?
3, 2, 1.
He still stepped back. Inside radio.
Boy, you turned me.
Let's celebrate some birthdays. It is Monday, the 26th of March. A week from today, it'll be April 2nd. Leave that baby or not. How do you like them apples? Oy. So let's celebrate first Diana Ross having her birthday. Her real name is Diane Earle, in case you didn't know that. She was the lead singer declared so by Barry Gordy after he slept with her. Thought that she ought to be.
You're the winner.
Yeah, right.
Did you read that on the wall at the Motown Museum?
I did not, Richie. Didn't see it there. No, huh? No. I hear a symphony. Come See About Me, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, theme from Mahogany, in which she starred, Love Hangover, You Keep Me Hanging On. She was in Lady Sings the Blues, The Wiz. Very attractive woman. My sister had her on her plane a couple times and didn't like her. It was very demanding and difficult.
She has a great reputation.
No, she has a very difficult, as being a very difficult person.
I had a friend who got pushed out of her table at Planet Hollywood about 10, 15 years ago.
Really?
Because it was Diana Ross's table.
Really?
Yeah. Born this day, Hollywood?
1944, so she's 68 today. Gino Cappelletti, the first kicker to kick a field goal in the AFL, but she played for the Patriots, is now still the radio commentator. Born in state 1934, so he's been at it for a while. Sandra Day O'Connor, all our conversation about the U.S. Supreme Court this week. Her birthday is today. She was the first woman nominated in 1981 and got out, was it last year she got out? I think it was last year.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Born in the state 1930. Alan Arkin, the actor from Catch 22 and The Russians Are Coming, has directed some stuff. He's a very good character actor. Born in the state 1934. Richard Tandy. Ah, that's great stuff.
My goodness, great stuff. This is the band that Jennifer never heard of until
plays keyboard for the Electric Light Orchestra. Electric Light Orchestra. Born in the state 1948. He is 64 today. Happy birthday to James Caan. As I was falling asleep last night, Rio Lobo on one of the movie channels. John Wayne, James Caan's first big acting role as a young kid called Mississippi. He was 24, 25. You look at him now as a seasoned actor, having starred.
He's very attractive, though. I used to
work out with him in the same gym. He was telling me one day about all the pins he has in his back, his neck, his shoulder, his legs from doing stunts. Godfather,
really?
Yeah. He was in Brian's Song, Dick Tracy, Rollerball, Alien Nation, Misery.
How did he go
show
from Brian's Song to Rollerball?
I don't know. He was a bad guy in a couple of movies. He was really a bad guy in a couple of movies that I recall.
Still looking best in Vegas.
Yeah, it was good. That was a good show. Steven Tyler's birthday is today. last week, who was it that came to sing on
the guitar player for Aerosmith?
Wish him a happy birthday. His real name is Stephen Tallaricchio. Did you know that?
Yep.
Okay, there you go. Born in the state in 1948. Vicki Lawrence.
Love her mama.
Emmy Award-winning actress with Carol Burnett. Sang this song. She had her own show called Vicky. Mama's Family.
Mama's Family.
This song,
my
the night favorite. The lights went out in Georgia. Nobody figured that, that she even had it in her. Anyway, she's 63 today. Happy birthday to her. Fran Sheehan, bass player with Boston. More Than a Feeling, Long Time, Peace of Mind, Don't Look Back, Smokin', 63 today. Ernest Thomas. Roger from What's Happening.
Yes.
Hey. From What's Happening. Charlie McLean, who's cheating. You should know the song.
Oh my gosh, yes, I remember her.
56. And Michael Imperioli, who's doing commercials now. Christopher and the Sopranos, 46 today.
A girl's search for her mother and the grown-ups who help her along the way. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
I know where your birth mother is. I saw her not long ago. And she did get that education, and she does have that career. Finally home after all that running.
Jasmine Guy plays a nurse who was present at the birth of young Hannah, played by Rachel Hendricks, in October Baby, a thoughtful new movie from Samuel Goldwyn Films. Like many adoptees, Hannah struggles with feelings of abandonment, but her sense of rejection is magnified because at age 19, she also learns she was born prematurely, the result of a botched abortion. With a bunch of friends, Hannah sets out to find her birth mother, and along the way she roots out essential information from a helpful police officer and from that nurse, played with warm intensity by Jasmine Guy, best known as the star of Bill Cosby's 1990s sitcom, Another World. Dead set against Hannah's quest is her dad, played by Smallville co-star and former Duke of Hazzard, John Schneider, who's also not fond of the friends she's going with.
Remember Hannah?
Yeah, the spaz?
Yeah, that's her dad.
Who are you?
B-Mac, his cousin. And, you know, I'm driving them to their thing.
I'm sorry, what did you say your name was again?
B-Mac.
No, your name, your real name, your actual name.
I go by B-Mac. I mean, seriously.
Performances aside, October Baby is noteworthy in that it tells its compelling story without preaching to either side of the abortion issue. It's a film without villains, says Sherry Rigby, who plays the woman who gave birth to Hannah.
I think that what's so great about October Baby is that you do put your political talking points aside and you come in and you get so involved in the characters and you fall in love with them and the story and you're laughing and you're crying and you go through all these different emotions. And then what happens is it's not pointing fingers, it's actually forgiveness.
October Baby isn't theater.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic. What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America, FlowJack hand well pumps, peace of mind in a box.
All right, let's see what we have going on here for the general betterment of the public. Richie, important and esoteric discussions about the issues of the day. For example, last Friday, we had the story about this woman from Denver who thought she was pretty clever. She pretended she suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder, got out of jury duty. She thought she was so clever, she called her favorite radio program, told them about it. The judge was listening and found her.
Yeah,
so
that.
Our poll on Friday, have you ever faked an excuse to get out of jury duty? Let's see how this shook out. 48% of you said, no, it's my civic duty. I would never, ever, ever do that. 20% of you said, yeah, and it worked. 18% said, I thought about it, but I haven't done it. 8% said, yes, but it didn't work. And 6% said, I would if I wasn't worried I'd get caught and get into trouble. There you go.
We also had that question up at Facebook.
And Facebook. And what were the results?
Interesting. Cindy said, I've only been called once, and while it was a sad time, a cop had died, I was glad to serve. But I have to say, lawyers are one of the classes I can't really say what she said, but one of the classes of people that, you know. Uh-huh. They always ask the same question 50 different ways, trying to catch you. Rita said, got called to do it once over 10 years ago, was glad she did it. Cheryl said, recently a coworker was called for jury duty, and we had to all encourage him to fulfill his civic duty. Zachary said, been called in twice, but once for a county he didn't live in any longer, so he only served once. It was a plea deal. Kim said, I love jury duty, and I'd like to do more of it. Grand jury is the best. I've learned a lot about the law, how and why things don't go the way we think they should. Joan said she likes jury duty as well, been called 3 times, and she takes it very seriously. And Nancy said she likes jury duty, a wonderful experience and educational too. So see, it's not all bad.
What else have we got cooking at Dark Stefan at Facebook? Because I know we've had... Did you put a picture up there of me being here in the event? The noise you hear in the background, if you just joined us, is me being part of this radio row. And this is the first respite we've had all morning of a number of people who've come over to chat about what really the issue isn't Obamacare, but it's being settled before the Supreme Court, or at least discussed, argued before the Supreme Court this week. We're across the street literally from the building that houses the Supreme Court. I'm looking out the window, Richie, and seeing a lot of people in suits.
Yep.
On one side of the street, a lot of people dressed in various garb on the other side of the street. He thinks they represent the 2 points of view here. It is very interesting to see how the system works. And this really is the system at work. Understanding the advocates that are here, the money that is spent by all these people in these 501c3s. You may recall last week I was talking about what I find it problematic to have some of these groups present themselves as, and it isn't necessarily in this world, but I'm betting there probably are some in this world who are just as illegitimate, and that's my pejorative, illegitimacy when it comes to Media Matters, for example, or these other left and right groups that prey on people with often pseudo or false arguments, positions on things that get people upset, and they feel like they have to protect themselves. And so as part of the system, they may donate $100 to Media Matters, for example, and not necessarily realize all the time what the money is being used for. Some people do, some people don't. They think it sounds good, and most of the time, the way they present themselves, these groups, it does seem like, they'll have a pitch like, your voice is not being heard in Washington.
Yeah.
So send your donation of $100 so you'll be heard. And that just gets used to pay Brent Bozell or any of his dozen staff members. And again, on the other side, it's the same stuff. And it's a ruse. It's a hoax. It's a joke for the most part. And yet these people, they create their credibility, and
a lot of people, believe in even the extreme stuff that you and I get to see, that many people, they just see, oh, yeah, this is an important discussion. I think I would like to get to that, not knowing that they also, are having this discussion, or it's crazy or whatever it is, right or left. So, but there's a lot of people for that fringe stuff, too.
Yeah.
That donate.
Yeah, there are a lot of people like that. One of the things that becomes very obvious here as this day is a beautiful day physically in Washington, we are now very aware of spring coming early. If I didn't think that was the case before driving across the country from west to east, it really is, even though the weather was horrible on my trip. Things are changing earlier this year than they have in my recent memory, anyway. And so I'm coming back to the farm probably a week or two earlier than I usually do because things are ready to rock and roll on the farm. And all the guys say, come on, we got to get started plowing, blah, blah, blah. There are some of the guys that are planting things already. It was obvious that they came through Texas. That planting was going on in Oklahoma and areas where it might be considered another 3 or 4 weeks before it's safe. Frost in our area of New England, usually May 10th is the cutoff date, starts, we usually go from May 10th to October 10th without a frost. That's the general rule. So you get about a 5-month growing season. And in other parts of more south, like down here, I'd feel very comfortable planting anything where we are here in Washington, going to Virginia, yeah. West Virginia.
All of my stuff is coming out in the garden.
Yeah. So, our poll question today, what's your favorite spring produce? That'd be a good question, I think, for Facebook as well, Jen.
Okay.
What is your favorite produce? Is it strawberries, cherries, apricots, asparagus?
Apricots.
I don't know. I didn't think they were spring.
I didn't either.
I didn't think apricots were spring. I think strawberries are. I didn't think cherries were either.
Asparagus is. Definitely. Yeah.
Artichokes. I don't know where Kenny came up with these questions, but I'm going to bet that strawberries will win. Cherries will come in number two.
I voted for strawberries, but asparagus was slightly ahead.
Ken is planting pizza in his garden.
Really?
Exactly.
He plants pizza in his garden?
Yeah.
Yeah. How does your garden grow? Et cetera.
With pepperoni
sausage. With extra pepperoni and cheese.
Yeah, that could be it. We didn't get to birthday celebrant Aretha Franklin, Richie, who celebrated her 70th birthday over the weekend.
Oh, wow.
Announced that she was reuniting with Clive Davis for a new album. The last time they worked together was like 20-some-odd years ago.
In honor of Whitney, perhaps?
Well, I mean, you wonder about it.
They won't find Aretha in a bathtub here.
No, probably not, at least with any water in it.
Oh.
You cruel.
I'm not even responding to you.
Wow, she's lost a lot of weight, actually, hasn't she?
Yeah, she looks great.
Yeah.
Right. Although she had to cancel some performance a few weeks ago.
She was, like, leg twitching.
Yeah, her ankles. There was the Kennedy Center Honors or something like that.
In honor of my appearance in Washington today, our video of the day is all about springtime here in our nation's capital. The video shows passersby here stopping traffic so a mother duck could lead her baby ducks across Pennsylvania Avenue.
Very cute.
No sign of the president helping out here. That would be a black mark against him.
There's another. This is Pennsylvania Avenue, and then it goes further through the park, and then it goes. These ducks apparently walked all the way through the park up to the White House lawn, and the ducklings could not.
I think they're in the Tea Party, actually.
Exactly. The ducklings couldn't jump up on the curb to get onto the White House lawn.
Aww.
So the Secret Service guys in, like, full uniform, you know, with
really?
Their guns and everything,
were
picking up the little ducklings and helping them up to follow the mother onto the White House lawn.
So
very
cute.
You
know,
so where are they going?
Apparently they're just hanging out on
they're
the White House
lawn.
They're
going for a free meal at the White House like everybody
else. Is their representative? Yeah.
Free health care.
Free healthcare. Healthcare.
Mother's looking, mother duck is looking for free health care for the little ducklings.
One of the earlier, the neat thing that I thought on DougStefan.com that happened, I don't know, maybe a couple of weeks ago. Remember the dolphin stampede? Did you see that?
What
a cool video. Go back, Richie, a couple of weeks. I'm not sure exactly what day it was, but there's a video of the dolphin stampede, whale-watching boat filming this. They came upon a pod of thousands of dolphins, all obviously in a hurry to get someplace.
Yeah, here it is.
It was very... Did you see it? Isn't that cool? I thought that was really a very cool...
Oh, my goodness.
...display. We've had some really
good
video. But look at that. Those of you who haven't seen it, for heaven's sakes...
I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah. Well, I think that's one of the cool things about being able to go to, you know, in this circumstance, our website. We have so many cool things there, and I don't know that I pay as much attention to it, nor do others, but we have some very cool things that are there. Other one that comes to mind is a toddler named Jack, who loves playing with his toy balls. He reacted when his parents gave him his own ball pit, which included 650 toy balls.
Yeah.
This is what, I mean, you talk about children and joy and something wonderful to watch on a child's face. I can just imagine, in terms of especially your daughter, Richie, after seeing her last night, jumping into a big bucket of balls like this. Can you imagine?
We were at a gymnastics, her birthday party, we had at the gymnastics thing, and they have these foam pits with these, like, 5 by 5 inch cubes of foam.
Right.
And all the kids can just jump into the foam pit, and it's hysterical to watch all these little kids just running around in this thing.
That's the kind of stuff we all love as parents to see. We love to see smiles on our children's faces. Want to put a smile on your face? You want to lose some of that weight that you put on over the winter time before? I mean, now we talk about the weather. Things are changing so wonderfully. We all love this time of year. So get ready. Get on the right diet. It's not surgery, and it's not spending lots of money for the right food. All you have to do, actually, you can spend a little money and get a lot of value if you start taking TH-121. TH-121 is the world's finest antioxidant-based weight loss formula. It'll provide you with unbelievable results so quickly, no side effects. It's all based on natural metabolism. What it does is create in your body fat and sugar-burning factories with every cell. Take this stuff, it activates the cells, you'll start burning the fat, and before you know it, you'll watch it go away. TH-121. Buy one bottle at the regular price, get a second bottle free. A free 30-day supply of TH-121. You don't have to choose between living healthier and looking better. It happens simultaneously. It happens together. It happens when you decide to actually take the step. You pick up the phone, you call 800-525-2710, ask for TH-121. You want to follow what Doug Stefan has suggested. 800-525-2710. Remember, when you call that number, you'll get a free month supply when you purchase another month's supply. Makes great sense, and it is so healthful, you will be healthy, and you'll be thanking me, because this is really not a lot of work.
You will look wonderfully well in not a lot of time. Your money back. That's right. Results are guaranteed or your money back. 800-525-2710.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Do you have widespread unexplained pain? Have you talked with your doctor about fibromyalgia? Fibromyalgia affects up to 12 million Americans, and symptoms include chronic widespread pain, tenderness, fatigue, and difficulty sleeping. According to a new national survey, fibromyalgia symptoms can impact many aspects of a person's daily routine. Yet many people who experience symptoms delay seeking help for 1 to 3 years. Dr. Beth Hodges, a fibromyalgia expert, has more.
70% of fibromyalgia patients are undiagnosed. People who think they may have fibromyalgia should describe their symptoms to their healthcare provider who can help make an accurate diagnosis. An early diagnosis is key to begin to manage fibromyalgia. The sooner people are diagnosed, the sooner they can begin an effective management plan. People with fibromyalgia should talk to their doctor and find out if an FDA-approved medication or certain lifestyle changes might be appropriate for managing their condition.
For more information, visit www.fibrotogether.com. This report is brought to you by Forest Laboratories, Inc.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-456-7475. That's 800-456-7475. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-456-7475. That's 800-456-7475. American Bullion. 800-456-7475.
All right, sir, your new tires are all installed.
And how much do I owe you?
Let's see, 4 all-weather radials plus balance, alignment, and labor brings your total to $0.
Did you say zero?
Yep, it's free.
Thank you. From the bottom of my wallet.
Free is better. Do your simple federal return for free at TurboTax.com. It's free to prepare, print, and e-file. No wonder TurboTax is the most trusted brand of tax software in America. Visit TurboTax.com today. Not appropriate for all returns. Trusted brand claim based on Intuit Commission Survey, September 2011.
All right, Jackson, Pennsylvania wants to be heard on
or
the
Joe.
Discussion. Or Joe. Jack and Joe, who went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. All right, so Joe, what do you, have you got something new to add, or is this, this sort of the same, we have people on both sides that are sort of echoing the same points of view. What do you have that's new?
I think just the basic bill itself is, so inclusive of so many different things that no one can understand how it's going to work down the road. There's so much money that's going to be involved. It's going to be pulled straight out of our tax dollars to try to fund this thing. And the Obama people said that the people would be able to keep most of their health care plans presently. That's a bald-faced lie. It's coming to light now that millions of people are going to lose their health care.
Well, it's a discussion that continues. It won't finish here. Thanks for your comments. 51 after on Good Day.
I-
iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The latest in the Trayvon Martin case. The victim's parents will speak publicly today. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Trayvon Martin, the Florida teenager shot and killed last month by a neighborhood watch volunteer, something that has sparked nationwide rallies and calls for justice. The man who shot Martin, George Zimmerman, maintains he did it in self-defense. The investigation into what happened continues. To this point, Zimmerman has neither been arrested nor charged. The parents of Trayvon Martin will address a city meeting in Sanford, Florida today. They are calling for Zimmerman's arrest. The city of Sanford held a candlelight vigil for Martin yesterday. Florida Governor Rick Scott promises a thorough investigation in the killing of Martin. Scott says Florida state officials are looking at all aspects of the case.
Justice has to prevail. I mean, first off, you want to be fair. You've got to be fair to that family. I mean, you feel sorry for Trayvon Martin's family, but you've also got to have true due process for the accused. And this individual is still not even accused.
As we mentioned, there have been rallies, demonstrations, and events across the country in support of the victim's family and the issues that have come to the surface. There will be a rally in Baltimore today, organized by the Reverend Courtly Witherspoon.
We have to stand together, shoulder to shoulder, as brothers and sisters, to say that we're outraged and we want justice.
In New York City yesterday, at a church in Greenwich Village, clergy and congregants wore hoodies to church in a show of support and remembrance for Trayvon Martin, who was wearing a hoodie at the time he was shot and killed. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings, because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
It's a new week on Wall Street. Last Friday, the Dow added 35 points, closing the week at 13,081. NASDAQ was up 5, S&P added 4. But for the week overall, all three indexes were down. The Dow off by 1%, NASDAQ and S&P off 0.5% each. It is another Monday, time again to do something that is definitely going to hurt.
Uh-oh. Fill it up.
Price is at the pump, and we continue to jump. Latest AAA survey showing the national average for a gallon of regular now at $3.89, up 5.5 cents over the past week, up 22 cents a gallon in the past month, going state by state. Highest average prices are in Hawaii, an incredible $4.54 a gallon, California next at $4.33, cheapest gas in Wyoming, if you want to call it cheap, averaging $3.48 a gallon. So, how do your brackets look now? The Final Four all set. The NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament. We've got Kentucky and Kansas securing spots in the Final Four yesterday. Louisville and Ohio State advanced on Saturday. So, here's the matchup this coming Saturday. It'll be Kentucky against Louisville in one national semifinal, and then Ohio State against Kansas in the other. Closing notes. First, Orlando, Florida, where Tiger Woods did something yesterday he hadn't done since 2009. He won a PGA tournament, the Arnold Palmer Invitational, a tournament he had won 6 times previously. First victory in a while, Tiger. What do you have to say?
It was just a matter of just staying the course and staying patient, keep working on fine-tuning what we're doing, and here we are.
Yeah, here we are. Full disclosure here, I'm not a big fan of Tiger. Not at all. And despite his win yesterday, I'm telling you, Tiger will never win another major. That includes the upcoming Masters. You can quote me on that. If he does win another major, I will eat my golf cap. And finally, business at the box office this past weekend, it was all about one movie.
Welcome, and happy Hunger Games.
What did you say to your sister when you volunteered at the reaping?
I told her that I would try to win for her.
And try you will.
The Hunger Games, with the third highest grossing opening weekend of all time, raking in $155 million. All right, let's talk to somebody who saw the movie. How about this 17-year-old named Rachel? What did you think?
It was absolutely amazing. Definitely the next Harry Potter. May the odds be ever in your favor. Oh, and I took $25 from your wallet for tickets and popcorn.
Yes, that's Rachel, my own daughter. I'm shocked I even had $25 in my wallet. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
And now here's another tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a parent with children under 17, you could get a tax credit of up to $1,000 per child. And credits like these are so much better than deductions because a tax credit reduces your overall tax bill dollar for dollar. That means if you have 3 qualifying children, that's $3,000 fewer dollars you may owe Uncle Sam. To find out how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, go to TurboTax.com.